When it was released in 2002, people were outraged. A new low. A plunge into depravity. A sad commentary on our degenerating culture. A disgusting, repulsive, grotesque spectacle.
This is pretty much the pinnacle of what we, everything we've ever
done. The nadir.
Yeah, it's the best stuff we've ever done. Or worst, if you will.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass!
Man, Jackass is what I love, and it was really fucking great being back together with all the guys for 6 months and shooting, traveling all over the world. It meant a lot.
It was actually nearly impossible to get him to stop shooting once we started. Like, in fact, I still have to shoot something with him for this movie, which is out now. So it's ridiculous how much he's got it in him to do this kind of crap.
That was one of the reasons that we didn't want to do another one. It was like, well, how do we top the last one? And Jeff kind of put that at ease. He goes, we have to top it. We just got to be funny. And then when I decided and the guys decided that we could pull it off, the ideas just, everyone just
yeah, it was amazing.
Flooded it. The ideas
like we weren't going to do it again unless it was going to be, you know, up to par with everything else we've done. And once we decided to go into a little writing period, writing a bunch of ideas, and that they just flowed out. Like once we just uncorked this, we just started flowing. It was unbelievable how quickly, you know, we filled up books of ideas. So, and then it went with Bam too. He just faxed over, you know, a bunch of, and Bam's ideas are funny because they're not written, they're drawings, you know, and you'll see it in the movie. There's like a little drawing comes through, and some of them are really atrocious as well.
I don't know, there's a few times in this film that, a couple of times in particular, that things could have happened, like the rocket exploded.
The rocket was definitely...
Foot-long metal rod goes out my side.
Yeah, that was the closest.
It almost went out my side.
Yeah, the rest, like... The rocket would have killed him instantly. Like this, the way it exploded on him. Like, we did this big red rocket, and he had to just sit there and ride on the back, and... The first time we tried it, it exploded on him where all these little metal rods just flew out hurdy-gurdy left and right. And one went right under his arm. If it would have gone up, it would have blown him in half, you know? And so that was really, like, death-defying. And then, he's, you know, taking big shots from, you know, 2,000-pound bulls coming at you full speed. So that's got to be considered near death, I think.
I don't know if you really learn anything from our movies.
I would actually counter that with, we're constantly learning. What we are doing is science. Yeah. We're discovering, you know, how gravity works, how, you know, digestion works. We learn all kinds.
A lot of blunt force trauma experiments.
Yeah.
How, you know, the consistency of horse semen. As it relates,
we've laid a historical record on really as far as how physics work for scientists to discern with mathematical equations. It really is a collective process. Like I will sit there and go to his house. We'll watch cartoons, and he'll come up. We'll just spit ideas off each other, and that happens with all the other guys too. So.
The film as a whole, I'm most proud of. It's a lot better than the first one. And I'm like the energy of the guys I'm proud of and the momentum and The last thing we did with Aaron McGee, the prank upon a prank upon a prank, took a hell of a lot of work on everyone's part.
Yeah, yeah, that was our sort of crown jewel in quite a collection of atrocities.
Nah, we said there wouldn't be a number two, so, man, I don't know if we're... We don't know what's going on. We're not much for planning.
Yeah, there's no intention to do number three at this point, but we said that we'd never do a number two, and here we are talking about it, so we feel kind of stupid sitting here. But really, we made this one as if it's the last.
I'm ashamed of myself. I really am. I'm completely ashamed of myself.